Chapter 13. Receiving What You Have Created. In God We Trust, the motto of the United States. Remember that hope is defined as a full expectation of desirable things to come. Having a full expectation that your creation will be materialized requires trust in God. In 1864, for the first time, the United States put the words, "In God We Trust," on a coin. "In God We Trust" was first minted on the 2-cent coin. This was during the trying times of the Civil War, and people were yearning for a spiritual and religious connection. Then, in 1956, "In God We Trust" became the national model for the United States. It's your choice what manner of God you trust in. I trust in God. You and I don't know how our holographic creations are materialized. We can't force reality creation. We can visualize what we want, but we can't bring it about through sheer effort and action. Yet, there is a higher power who does know exactly how to flesh out and materialize what we image in great detail and launch with emotion. In order for us to harness this great power, we have to trust, to yield. The element of surrender. There is an element of surrender in truly trusting God. Most of us do not implicitly trust God, and therefore fail to take full benefit of the universal power of creation. Holding what we desire in a grasping, craving way creates tightness and constriction in the flow of creation. Releasing what we desire into the universe in an open, yielding surrender increases the creative flow. Be truly thankful for what you have and be content in the perfection of the present. Yet have a welcoming hope and expectation of what you desire at the same time. Using the element of action and the element of surrender at the same time is a major key to creating what you want in life. When you forget how to do this, simply pull out of your pocket a United States coin and read the motto, "In God We Trust." Don't prepare with the mind, simply open the heart. Another way to use trust in holographic creation is during the process itself. Don't prepare intellectually for your holocreation sessions. You may have 3 or 4 ideas of things you want and some holograms you wish to create. This is fine if you're ready to follow your heart once you start the process. Let me tell you of my experience. When I am really in the flow and resonating with the universe, I am always led in a different direction than I thought I should go. I start with my first image, and the connection with the other dimensions is so strong, I am compelled to form holograms that I never thought of when I started. If I did have some other ideas when I started, which I usually do, I never get to them. Lead from the heart and go with the flow. Again, this requires that you trust that the flow will lead you right. It will. Increasing resonance and flow with relaxation. Here's how to improve your resonance and flow with your holographic creation. Imagine being in a water fight on a hot summer day. You have some little squirt guns and some buckets and everyone is wet. Finally, you decide to pull out the hose and turn it on full blast. However, there is a kink somewhere in the hose and the water just seeps out. What went wrong? Tightness and grasping always decreases the natural flow of anything. If you want to excel at harmonic creation, then learn to be relaxed and receptive to the harmonies of the universe. When performing the steps, you should be in a very relaxed, non-forceful, non-busy state. It's even okay if you feel almost ready to fall asleep. Often, you may need to consciously stop your busy activities and slow down to the creative plane. Deep breathing, relaxation, and any form of meditation that works for you may help in getting into the proper relaxed state. The relaxed state is effective for creating and for receiving what you have created. Holographic creation works outside of time and space. You have a part of you that exists outside of time and space. Some of you call it your inner being or your higher self. I've also heard the term superconscious. For a few of you, this may be a new idea. In order to access our higher self, we must again use trust. This higher part of you knows much more than your conscious mind does. The process of holocreation naturally connects you to your higher self. When you're open to your higher self, you're led into what to create and the universe responds. You will get better with practice. We all have the ability to create reality, and we all use it. It's just that we create our life very haphazardly because we are unskilled. We create some positives in our life and many negatives also that we have chosen to focus on. You created your reality last year just like you did the year before. If last year was much the same as the year before, it is for most people, this is because you expected it to be the same. You actually intended it to be the same and created thousands of holograms that were then manifest. But now, with the power of holocreation, you can choose to expect differently. We just haven't used this power very purposely or consciously because it hasn't fit our view of reality. Start now to engage in purposeful and focused creation of what you want. The detailed steps are provided here. Like anything else in life, you will get better at holocreation with practice. Here is one of my very favorite quotes. That which you persist in doing becomes easier to do. Not that the nature of the thing itself has changed, but that your ability to do it has increased. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Just as with any other ability, you will get better at creating detailed images with practice. When you become more experienced, you start to be able to feel the images growing. You know they are coming to you. The images are crystallizing. The importance of writing. Use the daily sheet. Filling in the daily holocreation sheet will focus you. This focus will improve your results dramatically. The process of writing crystallizes your thinking, and in this case, helps crystallize your holographic images into physical reality. So I strongly encourage you to make lots of copies of the daily sheet and to use it every day. I actually use the sheet as a journal of sorts, writing thoughts and goals and such on the top and bottom and sides. My sheets are very well filled out. Letting go has two meanings. The first, not thinking about or visualizing the goal any longer. Spend some time creating, and then go about your day. Release your holocreation to the universe, and go on, acting on the impulse items that come to you. The second, yielding to the creation process, and trusting, not grasping or forcing. The second meaning is even more important than the first, I believe. You may need to work on trust for a while before you feel okay yielding to a higher power than your own mind. Holographic creation is magnetic resonance imaging. Most of you have heard of an MRI scan done at hospitals. MRI stands for magnetic resonance imaging, and I think those three words are a very helpful way to describe holocreation. Magnetic resonance imaging is very important to do, and you don't even have to pay thousands of dollars to do it. When you create and launch a hologram, the process is magnetic because you are attracting all the resources, people, and physical matter necessary to crystallize your hologram. Holocreation uses resonance because you have to resonate with the universal principles of creation. Imaging also fits because you are using detailed images in your imagination to create your incipient matter.